KCME is very happy to welcome back Mara Pearl. You're a writer. You're also an actress. Mm-hmm. We just saw you in C-Marks at the Mezzanine just about a month or so back, which had packed rooms every night. We're going to be talking about a book that was just published, of which you are a pretty big part. It's called Faith, a Book of Essays. And faith, not as in necessarily religious faith, but faith from all angles, a series of essays that discusses the concept of faith. Well, firstly, thank you for coming back. I didn't scare you off the first time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. I love coming to KCME.
Tell me about the book and how it came to be.
The book is a very interesting collection, an eclectic collection, from writers wrestling with this concept of faith. There are, to my knowledge, maybe only two of us who might be considered quote-unquote believers, and everyone else has a different set of beliefs, and all of us are just loving being called into this interesting conversation, because you can't use any pat language. When you're in an established religious group, I think every religious group begins to have lingo with which they're familiar. Certainly the church I belong to has that kind of lingo. But when you're speaking to people who aren't members, you have to be almost clearer about what it is you're saying, which means you also have to be clearer about what you're believing and what you're thinking. So that is a very useful exercise. Victoria Zackheim is a marvelous writer. She has edited several collections of essays on various topics. She's also a novelist. She's also a playwright. She's also a professor at UCLA Extension. So she has quite a varied career. We met when both of us were speaking at a conference, the Central Coast Writers Conference, and Friendship at First Sight. So we've stayed in touch. And as it happens, during a very difficult period for me when I had a new book out, so I had to be on tour, but at the same time, I found out that my mother was diagnosed with her final illness. So I had to rush the tour and get home, and I then spent the last 6 months of my mother's life with her. So Victoria saw me wrestling with my faith. That tends to be one of those times in life where you find out what you believe in, because you have to. You reach for it. Concurrently, she had become good friends with Ann Perry, who's the other believer in the book. In a way, unwittingly, Ann and I think, ganged up on Victoria and shared from the heart how we thought and how we believed. It triggered for Victoria a question in herself. Well, gee, what do I believe? She had been raised in a certain tradition, but she hadn't necessarily embraced it spiritually or religiously. And then she began asking other colleagues. And she says something interesting now at our group events. She's been saying she had assumed she knew what most of us would say, and in many cases she was wrong. Interesting, unusual thoughts were revealed as they surfaced. All of us found this to be a pretty tough assignment.
The cover of the book, Faith, which will get us into the rest of what this book is about, the front says, well, you tell me about the cover here.
It's an unusual cover. When I first saw it, I thought it might just be the advanced reader copy. And then it turns out, no, this is the final cover. And basically, it's an enlarged section of a dictionary definition of faith. And I realized, of course, they had to do something like that. It's rather perfect. Because had they used, let's say, a bright sun over the horizon, that might suggest a religious connection, but many of the authors are not connected to a religion. So this, I think, lets the reader know that they should expect this kind of eclectic dialogue rather than a book about Christianity, Judaism, or any other particular faith.
just a knee-jerk response when I hear the word faith, I think, of religious faith. But yes, that's not true at all. There's religious right. faith. There's faith in a supreme being. But there are different kinds of faith. I mean, if you really want to take it to its logical or illogical conclusion, I used to have a car. I had faith that it would lead me somewhere out on the road.
See, but that's so funny.
That's exactly it, which is actually the cover that was chosen, really suits it, because it says Essays from Believers, Agnostics, and Atheists.
Exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you off.
I had come
up with just the same metaphor.
Yeah.
I thought, we all have faith in something.
Something.
Right? And we often have faith. We have faith in our car. We have faith that if we step on the brake, it's going to stop. We have faith on other drivers, that they're not going to come into our lane. So we start examining what we're believing in, and mm-hmm. it's quite interesting. And you might notice where you're believing in something nonsensically, or you're believing in something beyond empirical knowledge or logic. One of the other authors, Aviva Leighton, whom I adore, marvelous writer and very good thinker, she lost her husband in the last year. I lost my father less than 2 months ago, my mother just a year and a half before that. So she and I have both been wrestling with loss. My experience with both my parents, I would say, completely confirmed my belief that life continues after what we call death. Whereas Aviva's experience for her completely confirms that there is nothing after death. And yet we have such respect for each other and enjoy each other's company. So it doesn't mean that there cannot be dialogue or friendship or respect among people who have very different beliefs. And I'm being honest with myself about what I saw and what I felt, and so is she. So who's to say one of us is wrong?
That's what I like about this book, or the concept of this book. There are approaches to faith from pretty much all different angles.
Yes.
Faith, non-faith, people in the middle, people who don't know. And you already mentioned one of the authors. Are there any other authors you'd like to mention? How many authors altogether?
I think there are 24.
Wow, okay.
Another writer who was with us in L.A. is Bonnie Garvin, who's an actress, a playwright, a screenwriting teacher, and a brilliant wit, and one of the funniest people I've ever met. And what a joy. And she wrote an essay called I Believe in Nothing. And the nothing has a capital N, and it becomes, in a way, the something that she believes in, which she talks about with great hilarity and wicked wit and insight. It's quite interesting.
The book is called Faith, Essays from Believers, Agnostics, and Atheists. It's published by Atria through Simon & Schuster. I've been speaking to author and actress Mara Pearl, and she is a big part of this book. And you can find out more information at her website, marapearl.com. Mara, thank you for sharing some time with me.
Thank you so much, Keith.
And the music you heard during this interview is from the album Koto Keys by Marilyn Harris and Mara Pearl, produced by Mark Wolfram and courtesy of Wrightwood Records.